T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Story. You gave them advice. Now let's see what they did. It's time for Follow-Up Friday.
Yeah, how long should you wait before asking out a friend's ex? That's our Follow-Up Friday today.
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. This was a situation that was brought to us earlier this week. So she was quick to make a decision of what she's going to do.
Alexandra had messaged us on Facebook earlier this week, said, I usually call in and give advice, and now it's my turn. Looks like she was buddies, her friend, I should say, and her were really good friends. But her friend's boyfriend also was kind of in the Three Musketeers type of thing. All three of them hung out together. Well, now her friend and the boyfriend broke up. So Alexandra's going, well, can I just jump on him right away? Can I just swoop in?
And, no, you can't.
Because I like him. I like him a lot.
Well, if you want to say goodbye to your friendship. Well, and they might still get back together is kind of what we were saying, too.
Right, and that is exactly what some of the calls said earlier this week. Matter of fact, here's one of them.
Yeah, way too soon. There's no way that she should do it. No. It's just girl code. Like, maybe she waits a little longer, but it's still in that window where they could get back together.
Yeah, exactly. They could get back together. So, Alexandra actually was listening, which is good, of course, because you want to take the advice, you got to listen, right? So she had messaged us once again, and we go over to our Facebook Messenger and says, hey, Elizabeth and Radar, Alexandra here once again. I heard you talk on the radio about me, my friend, and her now ex, and hopefully my soon-to-be boyfriend. LOL. I had to throw that in. Oh, nice. That's an even better laugh, Producer Dave.
I just love that she wrote that in there.
After hearing what people were saying, I think you're right. I should wait a little bit longer. I'm going to wait maybe about a month. Maybe right before Valentine's Day to ask him out.
Oh, boy.
Giving him some time is probably the best. Have an awesome day. Love the show. Alexandra. So just give him a month to kind of cool down. And look at that. The romantic side starts coming out. Everybody's in that love mode right around Valentine's Day. Maybe that will be the key for her to get with this dude.
I love the honesty of our listeners. I mean, for her to reach out with this situation and then to honestly tell us, I'm going to wait a month.
Right. It seems like she's got a little bit of selective hearing. She heard the wait part, but she wants to, she still knows she's going to do it.
If she's listening right now, and she probably is, or she'll hear this later on the website, your girlfriend's likely not going to be okay with that. And if she's fine with possibly saying goodbye to the girlfriend, they just broke up.
She's given her a month. It's not like she wanted to swoop in on him right away. But she's
what else is she
month.
Supposed to do for Valentine's Day, Elizabeth? Eat by herself? Jeez.
Somebody else could step in right in front of her.
It's a lot of fish in the sea.
Exactly.
A lot of fish in the sea.
She doesn't want to have other fish on her man to be.
She
maybe.
Wants that tuna.
Okay. She's got to see what's more important. The possible. But again, she's got to see what's most important. The possibility of a relationship, which, yes, could turn into something amazing.
Sure.
And they live happily ever after. And that's what a lot of people want at the end of the day. Or the friendship. Because the friendship is not going to be the same. It just won't.
Sisters before misters. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know. I think she should do it. There you go. That's the mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.